Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Kid Dynamite.
That's right, and we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection. Fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers.
Wow.
TireRack.com. It is the way tire buying should be. And this right here, the Odd Couple, it's the way sports talk radio should be. And keep it locked right here for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. Of course, today, the opening day of Major League Baseball. And so to discuss, we will have a son of one of the all-time greats, Gary Sheffield Jr. Son, of course, of Gary Sheffield.
Wow.
And he's now an MLB analyst and also contributes for MLBBro.com. Let me welcome in one of the most excited men in America today.
Rob Parker.
He's giddy like a schoolboy or a schoolgirl. Our man, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
Happy opening day.
Pitch is swung on and hit in the air to center field and deep. Back goes Yastrzemski on the track, at the wall. She is gone. Unbelievable. Aaron Judge, in his first at-bat of the year, hits a home run to dead center. It is a Judgian blast. All rise. Here comes the Judge.
Nice call there.
Sound the alarm.
Hey, John Sterling, it doesn't get any better than that. And he might be almost 80 years old, Chris. And his voice and excitement. Yes, opening day, my favorite day of the year. There's no doubt about it. All right.
Rob, I never miss opening day. No, it is a good day. Baseball is here. And so were you just watching games all day or what?
What I can't get over is the pitch clock and the effect it's had so far.
Yeah, well, what is the effect?
2:30 for the Yankee game today. 2:33, Chris. That's like a that's 30 minutes shaved off. The Mets game started at 1:10 LA time. It was over in, I think, 2:43. So if it holds up, that's really what I'm – if this holds up and you're shaving 30 minutes off the game, then it's a great thing. I just
– what did it look like watching the games? I was at work and I wasn't
fast.
Able to watch any, but like did
like
it –
fast. Like you could tell. Like the guys are in the box and they're swinging and pitchers are getting the ball and throwing it. Like
you think it had any effect on the quality?
No, I didn't feel that way.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I didn't feel that way. It's pretty amazing. To be honest.
I like it. There's no reason you shouldn't be, you know, ready to throw or hit, you know, within the allotted time. So I agree with you on that. Like I said, I was working all day, first things first, but didn't get to see any of the games. But yeah, so that's good to hear. But Rob, let's introduce the Odd Couple crew. On this TV theme song Thursday, we got super producer Rob G in the house. We've got DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan on the ones and twos. Of course, he is the star of our segment, Teicher's Tower of Trivia, coming up at in the third hour of the show. And on the update,
hey, Steve.
Our man Steve DeSager. Rob, let's start with baseball. We should definitely do that today. And what a report coming from ESPN MLB insider Jeff Passan today, Rob, on the Pat McAfee show, talking about Shohei. Here's what he said.
I've known Shohei Ohtani for like 5 years now.
Oh, no big deal.
I have never seen him as joyous and as happy and as engaged as he was at the WBC. And part of that is playing for your country, right? But a bigger part of that is he was finally winning. He was playing in meaningful games. This is a guy who really cares about championships. And because the Angels have been horrendous for upward of a decade now, he's never even played in a playoff game. And so if the Angels are out of contention by August 1st, when the trade deadline comes, I think that he probably will move because they understand that if they don't win this year, there's no way that Shohei Ohtani is coming back.
Mm. Rob, your thoughts?
Yeah, it was interesting. He didn't quote Ohtani as saying that.
Right.
This was,
and he also said he will probably.
Did you hear that? Right. Yeah.
So it's not a report.
It's not. Right. Like that's a little different. And I get it. Well, the WBC, playing for your country, Chris, he was a big man and had, you know, impact and they won and all that. And he even said it was the greatest moment in his career. Which we were like, we hope that's not how it's going to play out and that there'll be others. But I think there's a combination. I really think if I'm the Angels, I got to make him a hell of an offer. And if he turns it down, Chris, I got to move him. You can't play that game of holding on to him all year and letting a guy of that caliber walk on you. We saw it with Washington. You remember Soto was offered $440 million. He turned it down. They immediately traded him. Like that's what you got to do.
Smart move.
Yeah, right. And they got players, and he's not a problem with them anymore. That's what I would do with Ohtani. They got a team. Some people like the Angels. I have to see it to believe it because I'm not buying in that they're for sure going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, well, look, and Buster Olney, also ESPN, he said today, Rob, on Get Up, that he thinks Ohtani will get a $600 million contract in free agency.
Now, I think the bidding starts at $500, Chris, so that's not ridiculous considering that what we talked about. He has a bigger appeal and, you know, with Japan. 100 million people watch that World Baseball Classic final, Chris. 100 million. You should be, if you're an owner of a team, How many Ohtani jerseys can I sell him wearing pinstripes or a Mets uniform or a Dodgers uniform? How many bobbleheads can I sell? How many Ohtani signed autographed bats and balls and spikes? Seriously.
Well, I think that Major League Baseball, and obviously the Japanese have their own professional league, and it's great, obviously. But I do think, Rob, Major League Baseball probably is also looking at Ohtani can help us expand, at least our popularity over there.
There's
not
no doubt.
In other ways. And obviously, I think, Rob, over time, we're a ways away, but over time, Ohtani might serve as some sort of bridge between Japanese baseball and American baseball, Major League Baseball. Just because, I said it after World Baseball Classic. It's like, look, the world is shrinking every day. We're in more and more communication with other countries. You know, I mean, every day, that's even an understatement, you know? And I just wonder, this guy being so great, we've had great players, obviously, Ichiro and others.
Matsui, right.
Yeah, he's a whole different animal, even from an all-time great like Ichiro. And so I wonder if he could do that. But, Rob, I agree. I think what he need, his team could do it, or the Angels, if they're smart, they would sit down now and say, look, what are you going to offer us going forward? And the Angels, you know, or they could start the conversation. Look, we'll sign you right now or as soon as they can for $500 million over 10 years or whatever it may be. And if he doesn't sign it, then they got to find out, okay, what are you thinking? Are you just out of here no matter what? Or is there a chance we can keep you? And he has to, they both have to be honest, because he has to, I think Robbie should say, if it's about winning, if he doesn't mind being there and he likes it maybe even, but he just wants to win, then he should just say, look, they should come up with a date, Rob. They should come up with a date where if we're not winning by such and such a date, we're not still in it.
Right.
Then I'm out of here and I want to give you guys a chance to get something for me. Of course, Rob, here's the thing. He's going to have a lot of control in that. You know, he's not going to go somewhere where he won't stay. Nobody's going to give up a ransom
no,
for
no,
him
no. When
where
you
he
know,
won't stay.
Right, where
but
he
if
won't
I'm
stay.
The, you've heard me say, Rob, he should I don't even want to sound like I'm not a Yankee homer. I'm not necessarily
right.
a Yankee fan. I think he belongs in pinstripes. He's the biggest thing in the sport.
And to put him on the biggest stage in the biggest city, and you already know the history of the great players who have played at Yankee Stadium. Right?
Yep.
Like that's what you're talking about. Just like
Absolutely.
Where he belongs, right. It could be Los Angeles too, Chris. It could be Los Angeles. It could be the New York Mets. You know, like maybe that pushes the Mets. Like you still have the people from Japan
Red
coming
Sox
to New York.
Even, I think.
Yeah, Red Sox need
Red
something.
Sox.
You know, like where they are now, Chris, they have nothing. They've let Mookie Betts go, Xander Bogarts go. Like, they've given up their stars the last few free agent cycles.
But that's why I mean, obviously the Dodgers are trying to win. And but the Yankees, Rob, just pretty much year in, year out, they're there. They're going for the World Series every year. You know, and so that's one of the reasons, in addition to just being the biggest city in the country, the huge market, you know that if they're not winning, they're going to do whatever they can to start winning. If not, I mean, you can't ever control necessarily the World Series with the nature of the sport.
But they're always trying to win.
Every
absolutely.
Year. Absolutely.
That's
absolutely.
What fans expect. Anything less than that, people aren't going to be happy. So you're 100% right.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that's how they need to do it, Rob. And, it's exciting. But I think he should be on the biggest stage that we have. It'd be like if the basketball player of that ilk, Rob. You know, a lot of people feel like, especially if he was coming from a different country, Lakers. I mean, most of our greatest players have played for the Lakers.
Right. That's the same
thing with the Yankees.
It would be the equivalent. There's no doubt about it. The Lakers and Yankees are on par. 100%. 100%.
All right, we're throwing it out to you. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in about Ohtani. Would Major League Baseball be better off if Shohei Ohtani played for a marquee franchise? I'm mentioning the Yankees, but there are other marquee franchises as well, of course. But we'll continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Should Ohtani be in a more marquee market or franchise? Your thoughts.
All right, let's kick it off with Jerome in Charleston. You're on the Odd Couple of Fox Sports Radio. What up, Jerome?
Chris, how long you been taking a paycheck from the Yankees, huh? As soon as Ohtani's name comes up, oh, he should go to the Yankees. How long you been getting paid by the Yankees, Chris?
I wish.
I can stomach him going to the Mets because they are desperate for a championship, okay, with the money Cohen spent, and he's worth $16 billion. He's about the only guy in baseball that could afford him and not even blink an eye. So maybe the Mets, but hell no, not the Yankees.
All right. Appreciate the call. There it is. Jerome said no way to the Bronx. He gave a Bronx cheer, Chris, to the idea.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Tarek. I don't know why my screen just went out. Hold on. Tarek in Toronto. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up?
Happy opening day, guys.
Happy opening day.
Yeah, today should be declared a national holiday, but I digress here. If Ohtani won sustained success, I would say the Yankees or the Dodgers, not because they have deep pockets, not because they have a rich baseball history in their marquee cities, but more importantly, they have a history of sustained success. They're going to do whatever they can to win. The Mets, yes, they may have deep pockets, but they have more of a history of losing in most recent history than they do of winning. So for sustained success, I think the Yankees or the Dodgers would be the best option, as painful as it is to say the Yankees. But at the end of the day, as the other caller said, I think the Mets are going to blow everyone out of the water and buy whatever they can and put as much money as they can to get Ohtani, no matter where he goes to, if he gets traded elsewhere.
And, you know, appreciate the call. Thanks up in Toronto. Chris, the other thing, too, is if this was George Steinbrenner and he was still alive, the boss, it would be totally different, Chris. Am I right?
Yeah. Like the Yankees haven't done what they used to do.
Hal Steinbrenner, his son, who's running the team, he's not the same as his father. He's just not. Right. George wouldn't care about how much it cost. He would do whatever he wanted to do. So that would be interesting. Gary, in Houston, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
So I have three teams. My favorite team would be the Mariners because, like, they're so exciting to watch, and that rotation would be really good. And then maybe
that's not a bad idea. And don't they have a pretty big Asian population too in Seattle, right?
Yeah. Or maybe the Padres, the Giants, just not the Yankees. No, not the Yankees.
You just don't want to see.
You're just right, Gary.
It's so annoying. No, please, no.
I hear you, Gary.
Rob knows I'm not like necessarily a Yankees fan. I just would love to see this guy on the biggest market.
Right on the big stage. No problem. Thanks, Gary in Houston, David. In Ohio, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, David?
Hey, gentlemen. How you guys doing, man?
Doing great.
Good, man. How are you?
All right. Not to change the topic, but I understand Ohtani is like a unicorn and all, but him and Trout on the same team, and they're not winning. And then you guys were talking before the break about the contract he's supposed to be getting. When is the winning part going to come up back? You know, I think they're getting kind of a pass, it seems like.
Look, my feeling is that a great player just can't impact baseball.
If you don't have pitching, Chris.
Basketball or even football.
David, I hear you, but if you don't have pitching, okay, you can't win.
And one guy's not enough.
You can't win.
But they got pitching and the so-called best player in the game.
I don't have enough pitching. I mean, it's just him.
You saying him?
Right. He's not.
He can pitch. And he can hit.
Okay.
But
I'm going to tell you why the Yankees haven't won a World Series since 2009.
Pitching.
Pitching.
Yep.
Seriously.
So,
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to spend all that money on him, and if you don't got a heck of a good staff, you're not going to win anyway.
Well, you need to – you got to bolster the staff, but you got to remember, it's a business. And, David, we talked about it. You're going to sell seats. You're going to sell jerseys. Like, you want to be in the mix. You don't have to win every year to justify it, but you want to be in the mix, and he would put you in the mix, Chris.
It's an all-time great player.
Right.
You want it. It's just like the Lakers wanting LeBron to break Kareem's record as a Laker. You just want that guy in your organization and all the business that comes
with him. That comes with him, right.
Yeah, but – that's it. With LeBron, though, they did talk about the winning part. And sooner or later, it has to come down to winning.
If he went to the Yankees, you better believe that winning would all of a sudden become a lot more talked about with him. And if he didn't win, I think there would be, Rob, I think he'd face some criticism, at least in New York.
Oh, no, no
There's
doubt
no
about
doubt
it.
There's no doubt he'd face it in New York.
Because Matsui
and
won the World Series and was the MVP.
I would hold him to a higher standard. I would feel like, dude, you here. They trying.
And they got and paid, right. You know, they got right. You got to do a little bit more exactly than you did.
All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. It is a TV theme song Thursday. We got Gary Sheffield Jr. right around the corner. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We're the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on opening day live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest, MLBBro.com contributor, Major League Baseball analyst, Gary Sheffield Jr. Gary, how are
you? Yo, Gary.
Chris, what's up? How's everyone doing?
Doing great.
We're great, man. Great to have you on. And what have you been doing today? I mean, this is opening day. Rob's just been sitting in his house watching baseball, eating popcorn, and smiling. What's your day been like?
I've been in baseball heaven. Baseball heaven. MLB package, watching TV all day. I haven't hardly got off the couch. So for a baseball fan, it's the best day of the year.
No doubt about it. Let's start here. Aaron Judge, last year we know, set the American League record, 62 home runs. Hit a home run on the second pitch he saw this year. What are the expectations? Like, people are saying, well, can he hit 50? Can he get it over 50? But can he get to Bonds? Can he get 74? Is that realistic, or is that not realistic?
You know, honestly, it's probably unrealistic to ask him to hit 73 homers. Let's be honest. I mean, it took the greatest hitter of all time to do it in Barry Bonds. But that's, to me, not what's going to take to be a successful season. Exactly. It's going to take more than that from Aaron Judge, because for Aaron Judge, he's now the captain of the Yankees. So his role has changed, and he's really now going to switch his eyes into figuring out how he can make the Yankees a winning organization again. Winning an American League Championship Series that's not going to do it in New York. So if you're going to hang a banner and be World Series champions, that's what people are expecting out of Aaron Judge when you sign these big contracts, is how much can you impact winning? And if he can do that, his contract and everything in terms of what he does after the 62 homer season, it'll all be worth it.
Well, you mentioned it making them a winner again. Houston is kind of the favorite.
Everybody loves them
again. Yeah, they are stacked. So what's it going to take for the Yankees? And obviously pitching is a big part. Do you think they bolstered themselves in that department enough to beat Houston?
Well, you know, it's going to take a lot more than just Aaron Judge. In baseball, it's just a team effort. I mean, you need a unit of guys to be really effective in baseball so you can actually become a champion. That's just the way it works, and a lot of that is going to be development in young players. I watched a young player hit ninth today in Anthony Volpe, really good player. I know a lot of Yankees fans are well aware of him, but he's going to become a household name in Major League Baseball, and if guys like that can pan out for the Yankees, I don't see any reason why they can't win a World Series.
Here we go, Gary. Help me out. The Yankee game was 2 hours and 33 minutes. The Mets game was 2 hours and 43 minutes. And we're looking around, and these games are faster, are quicker. Is this here to stay, or are we just being – is it just early and that we're going to fall back into kind of what we have had? Or do you like the pitch clock? Where are you on it?
You know, at first, I was very anti-pitch clock. I'll be honest with you.
Me
guys.
Too.
I was not with it. Yeah, and to be honest with you, I haven't had much of a problem with the pitch clock especially with opening day, because it seems like players are making an adjustment, which, you know, is a good thing. So in my mind, for Major League Baseball to grow, you're going to have to allow the storylines to grow and really find ways to get all the teams in Major League Baseball feeling like there's parity and that they're competitive. I don't know if making the games any faster is necessarily going to turn it into the NFL or really a growing product, but I do like so far what I'm seeing.
Who do you a lot of storylines, obviously, as we enter the season. What is the – if you had to pick one that you really are looking most forward to as a storyline, what would it be?
The emergence of the Seattle Mariners. And that's an organization that they're not a major market. But it's similar to what you saw in the early 2000s when you were seeing Ichiro Suzuki and see guys like that taking over in Seattle. Well, when you're doing that in the West, you know, that can be very compelling for baseball fans. It was a great time for Major League Baseball in the early 2000s, and that's something I'm hoping to see with Julio Rodriguez, another young emerging superstar. He's a lot of flair, and that's what baseball needs. They need personality in a game that's really punished people for having personality and showing flair. Right. He's got it, and he's young, so he's really got everything going for him.
Also, when you look at the National League, the NL East with the Mets, who did win today, the Phillies, who lost to the Rangers, and then you got the Braves, who won as well. It's stacked in the NL East. Who do you like out of those three teams?
Oh, that's Atlanta. And it doesn't really matter what New York does. Roster-wise, the New York Mets, last like two or three seasons, I felt like the Mets had a better roster than Atlanta.
Right.
And when it comes down to it, Atlanta just knows we have their number. And frankly, that has to be proven otherwise before I can start making predictions for the New York Mets. And I'm not a hater of the Mets. I'm a Yankees fan, of course. That's well documented. But we can't sit up here and say that the Mets have can go beat the Braves because they haven't shown that to us. So until they go win a division in the NL East, you know, I'm going to continue to be all over the Braves.
Now, your dad played for, I don't know, 10 teams, 12 teams. Yeah. I mean, your dad played for everybody. He broke in with the Brewers and played for the Dodgers, played for the Mets, played for the Yankees, played for the Marlins where he won a World Series, played for the Tigers. How are you a bona fide Yankee fan, and where were you born during your dad's trek around the major leagues?
I was born when he was in San Diego. So, you know, I was obviously too young to watch any of that. But when I was about 10, 12 years old, my dad went to the Yankees in 04, 05. And it was really all about George Steinbrenner. George Steinbrenner treated us all like family. He took care of my uncle, my great uncle, Dwight Gooden, treated him like royalty, our entire family. We absolutely love the Steinbrenner. So when it came down to it and deciding which team I was going to ride with for the rest of my life, I felt like it was an easy decision. So I'm hoping they can eventually, you know, give me something back with some championships. I haven't seen one in a while since I was, I believe, a freshman in high school.
Yeah, that's what Chris and I were just talking about, George Steinbrenner, Chris, and that is true. He was very good to Dwight Gooden, to Daryl Strawberry. I mean, George Steinbrenner was a loyal guy. There's no doubt about it, Gary.
Yeah, I mean, he's the type of guy, I mean, when my dad passed away, you know, in the early 2000s, George Steinbrenner, you know, he was on a plane with me over to his funeral. Like, that's the type of guy he was. And he really cared. He had a family mindset that a lot of outsiders looked at George Steinbrenner thinking, well, he's just this guy that's like Jerry Jones. He just wants to win and take shortcuts. No, he was a stand-up guy in all departments. So once I got a chance to meet him, I understood really quickly, this is something I want to be a part of. And whether or not I become a baseball player or not, now that I'm in media, it's an easy choice for me.
Gary, Fernando Tatis Jr. will be back in about 3-4 weeks.
I can't wait.
What are you expecting for him? Yeah, I mean, I think the dude is great in his own right. I guess some will always wonder, is he going to be as good without the PEDs? Like, you know, what do you expect from him coming back?
Business. It's got to be business. And right now, Fernando Tatis is known to be a guy who's goofing off, someone who's not taking his career seriously. Because one moment he's getting popped for steroids, the next moment he's playing soccer during rehab. He hasn't necessarily taken his career seriously. And when you're not winning and the Dodgers continue to get the best of you in the NL West, well, people are going to start to look at you and you're going to begin to lose the locker room. Now, he was known as really going to be, he was going to be the face of Major League Baseball. Well, right. If you're going to be the face of baseball, that young, fun kid, you can't be immature. And that's just the way, that's just part of the business. So in my mind, when he does come back, Fernando Tatis is going to be a breath of fresh air, but more importantly, mature. If he's not mature, I mean, you're talking about, it's feeling like one of the last opportunities that he's going to have. Maybe the Padres don't give up on him, but to allow him to step back into that position they were hoping he was going to fill, I feel like this is his opportunity, and I think he's going to do that.
Our guest is Gary Sheffield Jr., MLB analyst and a contributor. We're very happy to have him at MLBBro.com. Last thing for me, Ohtani, Shohei Ohtani this year. You know, there's talk about whether the Angels should hold on to him, should they trade him if he turns down a deal. And then the money that's out there, people are saying $500, $600 million minimum. That's the minimum yeah. bid for him. Is he worth it?
Yeah, we're in the wrong business.
Hey, yeah, if we could, we'd be in that business if we could.
Yes, we would. Yeah, no,
what an odd choice.
Yeah, he's worth it though. I mean, really think about it. He's two players in one, and he does both exceptionally well. He's just not out there being mediocre on one side of the ball. He's dominant, and he's really like the Deion Sanders of baseball. And really, what would Deion Sanders cost you in today's league? And that's really what you're talking about. You're talking about a guy who's completely dominant, and really, he's been durable. He's found ways to stay on the field.
Right.
And the most important part for Shohei Ohtani is that he has an ability to make everybody watch. Doesn't matter the color of your skin, doesn't matter what country you're from, they want to watch. And that's something that most major leaguers, regardless of talent, that they can even say.
He's obviously, you know, I mean, one of the best pitchers, clearly one of the best hitters. And then Trout is one of the best players overall. Like, do you think they can put it together this year and at least be in the playoff race? Or do you think they'll struggle again and ultimately he'll be out of there, Ohtani?
Well, they're much improved. They're much improved, but now that you see Shohei Ohtani in the World Baseball Classic getting a taste of winning
yep.
and showing that he can do it on the big stage, I think this is probably one of their last opportunities. I know ESPN's Jeff Passan said that, you know, if Shohei doesn't get an opportunity to win this year, he's probably out of there. I don't see how he's inaccurate with that statement. I mean, really. I mean, you're talking about a guy that he checks every single box. He's box office. And if he becomes a winner, we start having conversations that Shohei Ohtani is one of the best players of all time, if not the greatest. That's something that's got to be compelling to not only Shohei, but his entire camp.
No, absolutely, absolutely. Great stuff,
Great
Gary.
Job, no doubt.
We appreciate you, man. We'll have you on more during the season.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime, let me know.
All right. Appreciate
that's
you.
That's our man, Gary Sheffield Jr., MLBBro.com. And an MLB analyst. Shekel City's next. And AD, monster game last night and a big win for the Lakers. Can he keep it up? Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go now free on the App Store and Google Play.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the must be the original, Rob, because this isn't the theme, you know?
Yes, it is.
It sounds different, though.
No, this is it. This is the original.
It sounds like a little different than, I mean, it's the same words and everything, melody, but. All right,
man, it's sad when you get older, you know, and your hearing's not as good.
I guess you're the expert on that, so I should listen. So.
What'd you say?
We are the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. It's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, here we go. Chris, Shekel City. And it includes baseball. How about that? Yeah, all right. I got the, here's my best bet. The San Diego Padres tonight hosting the Colorado Rockies. I'm taking the Padres -1.5 runs, Chris. -1.5 runs.
Okay.
Also taking the Dodgers over the Arizona Diamondbacks. -1.5 runs. And in the NBA, I'm taking the Nuggets. I don't have who they're playing, Chris. Who are they playing tonight? I had it on my screen. Nuggets, no. I had it. I just turned the page.
They play tonight. They're late game. I mean, it's only two games tonight. Right. They play the Pelicans. Big game.
Yep. I'm taking the Nuggets -5.5. That game is in Denver. So Nuggets -5.5. Padres -1.5 runs. Dodgers -1.5 runs. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. And Rob, last night in the NBA, big game for the Lakers. And, yeah, I mean, I know the Bulls aren't a great team, although they look like they'll make the play-in in the East. And they were playing for that. And they beat the Lakers
in LA
days ago. Yeah, in LA. Lakers came back, and to use AD's word about what they're looking to do on this trip, is get some get back. They got some get back last night against the Bulls, and Anthony Davis led the way, Rob. 38 points, 10 rebounds, and everybody was talking after the game about, is that the AD they're going to get going forward?
Please.
He said his quotes, Rob, I don't know if you saw his quotes, but he was talking big stuff.
We've seen this. Chris, earlier this year, he was like in the conversation for MVP. Then we've seen him come up small in some games, and you go like, how did he score 13 points? He should have 13 points when he wakes up in the morning. Forget right. about the game.
Well, when people say, because this is what they were talking about, and LeBron said he believes they're going to see that AD. He just needs a little kick in the butt every once in a while. That's what he said. But I think, yeah, Rob, this is the AD we're going to get going forward. But that AD is exactly what you said. He's up and down. That's AD. I mean, he's not, for some reason, he's not Giannis where he can get it done every night or, you know, even Embiid and Jokic. Every night they pretty much deliver. And AD too often has a 12-point game, a 13-point game, surrounded by a 38 and a 35-point game. Right. Like even his last three games, Rob. 3 games ago, 30-something points, 15 boards, and they win. Then the next game, he scores 15 points and only takes like 9 shots in a loss. And then he goes back last night in 38 and 10. That is Anthony Davis now. I've just, maybe I'm late to the party. I've come to accept it. Like, remember, Rob, when they won in the bubble, he was the MVP for the first 2 games. He was averaging 33 and 11 in the first two, on like 60-some-odd percent shooting.
He made the big shot in that game as well. What game was that? I can't remember.
That wasn't the finals.
That was the game
earlier
before
game.
That.
Yeah, it wasn't the finals.
But he made a big shot that they needed to win that game.
Yep. And then game three,
was
Rob,
it against the who? Was it Rob?
Game three, he has 15 points and 5 rebounds. And the thing with AD that's baffling is that I think a lot of the real, ultra superstars, Rob, even on a bad night, they're going to give you 20 points for the most part. AD's bad nights are 13 points, 12 points. And I think it's because inexplicably, there are nights when he just doesn't shoot the ball. And it's not just that, like, LeBron's there. Remember a few nights ago, they needed a win, and he took 9 shots.
You're not winning
With LeBron taking nine shots,
you're basically saying I'm not trying to win the game tonight. Because who are you expecting to take the shot?
I'm sorry, Rob. It was 8 shots against Chicago, and LeBron was there for that one. But then remember, they beat Toronto, but he took 7 shots in a game.
Those are small numbers,
or 8 points.
Right, you're not trying to win. Like they need you.
You're not putting them on your back. That's for sure. You know, like you're just. Not saying you're not that guy. And that, Rob, if I'm Darvin Ham, I'm sitting down with him saying, look, every night you got to be 15 or more shots. Even if you're missing, you're our guy. And we go through you. So I think they should play through him and see, you know, if he can lead them. All right, it's the Odd Couple. We got 2 hours left on a TV theme song Thursday. Keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.